It's down to you.
Your gift right now helps WBEZ unlock an extra $85,000. Support WBEZ's essential stories about politics, our economy, and Chicagoland's arts and culture scene, and your gift will be worth even more.
If 1,500 people donate by 7 p.m. on June 23rd, WBEZ will earn this $85,000 from two anonymous donors.
So please hurry. Give at WBEZ.org/donate. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Former President Barack Obama says Chicago is where he became the man he is today, and it's why he chose the city to be the location of the Obama Presidential Center. The center on Chicago's South Side was dedicated today in a star-studded ceremony featuring everyone from former presidents to Grammy-winning artists. Obama says the center reminds him of when he was 23 years old, first arriving in Chicago.
And it was here, in this city, a city of broad shoulders, that I found what I was looking for. I found my purpose here, and I fortified my faith here. And I found a girl from the South Side who has been my greatest blessing.
Obama was joined on stage by former First Lady Michelle Obama and their two daughters, also former Presidents Joe Biden, George W. Bush, and Bill Clinton, as well as Hillary Clinton and Vice President Kamala Harris. The center officially opens to the public tomorrow. Chicago actor Harry Lennox is in town this weekend, lending his booming voice to an orchestral performance. My colleague Courtney Kippers reports Lincoln Portrait is one of the most enduring pieces from American composer Aaron Copland. It features a narration of famous words from Abraham Lincoln. Lennox will perform the part with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra.
No one did more as a president to embody the principles of what this country can be than Abraham Lincoln. So I'm honored to have been asked in this 250th year of our founding to take a part in something that brings light to what he did.
Other Chicago narrators have included poet Carl Sandburg and former Senator Barack Obama. Illinois' largest labor union is putting off endorsing candidates who are running for office this fall. My colleague Mawa Iqbal reports in a state with deep labor roots, the Illinois AFL-CIO has long served as a politically reliable ally for the Democratic Party. Its members serve as a broad voter base for Democratic candidates. But President Tim Drey says the union is deferring its support for any candidate this fall. Issuing a statement, Drey says they're frustrated with the General Assembly's lack of progress on union priorities, and that includes passing expanded unemployment benefits, fixing a pension system for state workers, and surveillance pricing protections. Drey says the union must back candidates who do not just talk about labor priorities, but deliver real wins for working people. Nurses who work at St. Mary of Nazareth Hospital in Chicago have voted to unionize. The vote this week approved plans for about 400 nurses to join an affiliate of National Nurses United. The union describes it as the nation's largest and fastest growing nurses union. This union action at St. Mary's is part of a larger wave of unionization and activism among Chicago area nurses this year. And a little sports news, the Chicago Wolves are in Toronto tonight to play the Marlies. It's game four of the Calder Cup final. Marlies lead this best of seven series 3-0, so the Wolves need to win tonight to stay in it and force a game five. You're listening to The Rundown. A tropical plant from Southeast Asia has taken root in Chicago. Pandan is the new go-to ingredient for local chefs. It adds a vibrant green color and a floral taste to things like cookies and cocktails and coffees. My colleague Claire Lane went to Crumbs and Creams in Albany Park to try a little bit, and she was joined by Filipino bakers Katrina and Marlo Recaron to talk us through the trend.
So tell me a little bit about pandan. What does it taste like? What's the profile?
So it's actually a plant. It tastes just like a little bit of a vanilla into it, a floral taste into it too as well.
And it's kind of labor intensive, right? You have to extract the flavor from
if
the leaves.
I do have the plant here and it grows wild. I would have to boil it down to get the extract out of it.
Nothing like a pot of pandan.
Yeah.
So for you guys here, how does Crumbs and Creams incorporate the pandan into what you're making, your craft?
So the pandan flavor was actually, I didn't want to create that flavor at first because I find it very difficult to capture that flavor. And he actually encouraged me to push forward and do the flavor.
And at the end of the day, Marvel, do you go home and you're just craving pandan?
Yes, actually. So when she did made it for the first time, I ended up falling in love with it. I'm like, that's really good. I'm glad that she listened to me, you know, because it's real that she does. But when I push for a flavor, I push for it because I know it's going to be a hit.
The more he tells me what flavors he wants to add next, that's when I experiment, because I actually don't have a background in baking. Everything is learned. And
so having an expert taster is actually very important.
Trial and error, and friends had to taste it. They had to say yes, get approved by our friends and family before it gets released. So, yeah.
And so we're going to try some of your cookies. Describe what these are, what the flavors are. I've got a beautiful plate. I've got purple. I've got green, red.
So we decided to call this bite size called Sylvie's. It's Sylvana Babies, because we have the original one and we have this bite size.
So these are actually cashew meringue cookies sandwiched together between French buttercream and coated with cookie crumbs. And we have an array of flavors, but right here we have the buko pandan in the middle, the purple ube, lychee and mango, which is our summer flavor right now, our Nutella, cookies and cream, and of course the classic. We can't forget that.
Should I try the buko?
Yes.
Okay. Ooh. It's subtle. Well, I'm getting a lot of the cashew cream too, and coconut is coming through a lot.
Yep.
Really refreshing, actually. And I understand that these are the cookies that helped launch this bakery that sort of put you guys on the map.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about the significance of that, or why do you think these caught on?
Actually, I would give it to Marlo for that. I was just making this like for holidays, just for the family, because it's so tedious. I honestly don't have time to make it every month or every week, and he just decided to post it one day. And
I was quite surprised when I posted it on social media. I never knew that people would actually remember it. So when I told her, hey, guess what, we got 3 orders, and she's like, what? Excuse me, 3 orders? I said, yeah, 3 orders of Sylvana's. So and then after that, it just became word of mouth. Everyone just started sending us messages that they want to order more. That's how it all started. Yeah.
That's Marlo and Katrina Recaron of Crumbs and Creams in Albany Park. Weather, partly sunny skies, high in the low 70s. Tonight, clear and a low near 60, and sunny and warmer on Juneteenth with a high in the upper 70s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labus. Thank you for listening.